All right, let's crank this shit up. Let's get on to part three. Why is the microphone so high? Not that kind of high. I know. You're from Colorado. Can you get me some dope? Ah, go fuck yourself. Dude, you're from Colorado. Can you get me some dope, man? No, go buy your own fucking dope. Fuck you. What am I, your motherfucking dope connection?
You can scream and shout with all your might.
What am I, your ghetto tour guide? It's a great line from a great movie.
Dig in your ears and hold on tight.
The movie is called New Jack City. It starred Chris Rock before Chris Rock was anybody. Well, I shouldn't say it starred. He wasn't necessarily the star, but he was one of the major characters. Anyway, you are wrong, and I am right. That's how shit goes here. And if you think New Jack City is not a good movie, well, you're wrong, because it is a good movie, and you should watch it. I recommend it. I'm not big on cop movies, because, of course, they're overly statist, and I don't like statism, but it's a good movie. And this, my friends, is the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys stupid motherfuckers around the motherfucking world, especially status motherfuckers, because status motherfuckers are the stupidest fuckers. They need to be killed. They need to be exterminated. It's the best way to make the world a better place is just take all the people who are statist and mow them down with a 50 caliber machine gun. Done. Finished. We can move the fuck on and actually make a better society where people don't need violence in order to force other people to do things they want them to do. Of course, most of you wouldn't be able to fit into that society because, after all, if the government didn't put people in cages, and if the government didn't steal money from people and steal property from people and pass all sorts of laws, and, of course, if you didn't need to get permission from the government to smoke marijuana or to get married or to start a business or basically do any other aspect of life, if you didn't get permission from the government to do those things, that would, of course, bring up the age-old question, the question that civilization hinges upon, the question of who would build the roads? Because we know without the government, there could be no roads, because roads are so incredibly fucking complex, right? A road is this place on the ground that's flat. It's this flat spot. There's a ground, right? Without the government, there'd be no ground. Ground wouldn't exist without government. And then, of course, you have to make part of the ground flat. You can't have flatness without government. And then you have to put a little bit of pavement on the flatness so that it's nice and even and level and smooth. And without government, you can't have pavement or evenness or levelness or smoothness. And so that's how you get a road. And if there were no government, there'd be no roads, because roads are so fucking stunningly complex that no fucking private group of citizens, people I should say, citizens are people who are the property of the state. If there were no state, there would be no citizens, there would simply be people. Roads are so fucking complex. They're so complicated that nobody could make a road without the government. Oh my God, and if you believe that, you should be dead. You should fucking be dead. And the world would be, if everyone who thinks there'd be no roads without government was dead, we would live in a fucking paradise. But unfortunately, not only are you cocksucking fucking statist alive, you people are the motherfucking 99%. And I fucking hate and despise all of you. Here's my ball sack. Put it in your mouth. Now, speaking of putting ball sacks in mouths, let's get back to reading E. Jean Collins. This is podcast number 3 in a series. I don't know how many it will be long. If you haven't listened to the first two, you might want to go back and do that. Maybe you don't. I don't know. I don't give a fuck. I'm not a statist. I'm not going to tell you how to live your fucking life. You do whatever the fuck you want. Just don't come crying to me and don't be blaming it on you got drunk or fucking nobody told you or anything else, okay? Personal responsibility. If you want to go back and listen to the previous two podcasts, you fucking do that. If you don't want to listen to them, don't listen to them. I don't care. Either way, I'm right, you're wrong, fuck you. By the way, I am the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com, on the interwebs. I have been on the interwebs since 1999. I wrote my first motherfucking blog post, is what we can call it, even though blogs didn't fucking exist. Wrote my entire website in HTML code, didn't use motherfucking fairy ass Dreamweaver, none of that bullshit. Wrote my own fucking website. Fuck you. Podcasting for 10 fucking years. In November, it'll be 11 motherfucking years. I don't want to hear about how I just started a podcast. And I said, now, having made fun of people who just started a podcast, I do want to, while I'm thinking about it, throw this out. I'm going to tell you about my friend and associate that I have talked about before on this podcast, Troublemaker. His website is, I want to say thisistrouble.com. I'm going to call it up on the browser right now and make sure that I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyway, Troublemaker just started his podcast. He released episode 1 about a week ago, and in it he talks about how he banged 8 girls in 5 weeks. Although now I talked to him today on the Twitterverse, he said now it's up to 9. I'm jealous. I want to be Troublemaker when I grow up. He's a young kid. He's good. He writes some good shit. I suggest reading his blog, and I'm going to say you should go and listen to his podcast. In fact, when I talked to him on the Twitterverse today, he said that he would be recording episode 2 tonight. By the time this episode you're listening to is actually live on my cast, because I'm getting ahead now, this is going to be scheduled. By the time you hear this, episode 2 will probably be out over at his place. So go check it out, and let's see. Yes. thisistrouble.com. That's where you will find him. And if you go to the website, if you look over in the sidebar, he's over in the links on the sidebar. He's down under the red pill section, right over there, right? This is Trouble, right under the private man. Anyway, go read his stuff. I don't, this is the great thing about being an actual fucking man and being an anarcho-capitalist. I don't agree with everything other people say. I don't agree with everything Troublemaker writes, but I think he's a very perceptive person. Right now he's young, he's trying to get his shit together, and not that he doesn't have his shit together, but, you know, he's trying to just figure shit out, as all of us were. I think he said he's 24 years old, if I remember right. Right, I've said this before, when we were all 18, we were all stupider than fuck. And by the time we got to 24, most of us weren't a whole lot smarter than we were at 18. And we were stupid as fuck at 18. So, you know, he's young, he's banging lots of girls, he's making some good money, he's traveling the world, he's doing cool shit, he's looking around, he's trying to figure things out, he's trying to work out things in his brain, make the world make sense, figure out where he's going, what he wants to do, what makes him happy. He's doing the shit that normal people do. You go through life, there's no fucking instruction manual. So you figure shit out. He also wrote a book. If you're a young guy, I bought his book. It's about meeting girls on OkCupid. OkCupid does not fucking work for me. I've talked about this before, because I'm just not good looking enough, and I'm older than the average, you know, 18-year-old chick on OkCupid wants to bang. And so it's just not my forum. I've had virtually no positive results with OkCupid whatsoever. But I've got his book. I've read it. It's a good book. You can find it on his website. Look for it if you're interested in hitting up chicks on OkCupid and getting laid. I highly, highly recommend to buy the book. It's a little expensive. I think it's like $9, $9.99, something like that. I say a little expensive. I mean a little expensive for an ebook, blah, blah, blah. But again, you know, he's writing from his own personal experiences. He's not just throwing out some fucking theories that he pulled out of his ass while he was drunk one night. I mean, dude, he has banged 9 chicks, 9 different girls, not the same girl 9 times. This is a guy who banged just recently, as I'm recording this. He just banged 9 chicks in 5 weeks. If you have not banged 9 chicks in 5 weeks, maybe you should fucking listen to what he has to say. Because he might have some shit to offer you in the form of advice. Okay, that's all I'm saying to you, motherfucker. I have never banged 9 chicks in 5 weeks in my life. Okay, so maybe just shut the fuck up and listen to him. That's all I'm saying. Give it a chance. Just give him a fucking chance. All right, anyway. Speaking of giving things a chance, let's get to E. Jean. What's next? What's next as we listen to the problems of upper middle class white women from North America who identify as liberal Democrats and who are in fact femistatist? Well, let's see. What's next on this show? Here we go. I love my jazz musician boyfriend, but hate his music. I'm not into drums. He has talent, but he's taking his music in directions I just don't understand. Should I give him constructive criticism on how to make it better? Jesus fucking Christ, if this is not the epitome of a dumb fucking cunt. Okay, this dumb cunt says she doesn't understand her boyfriend's music. She hates his music. She's taking in directions she doesn't understand. Should she be giving him constructive criticism? Let me see if I got this right, honey. Should you give your boyfriend constructive criticism about something you don't understand? Let's think about that. Now, let's think about this. Let's make an analogy here. Now, Troublemaker has fucked 9 different women in 5 weeks. I have never fucked 9 different women in 5 weeks. Maybe I should give Troublemaker some constructive criticism on how to get women to have sex with him, because clearly my uninformed opinion, my opinion uninformed by any personal fucking real life experience, is way more fucking valuable than his fucking real life experience. She doesn't know anything about jazz music. She doesn't understand the direction her boyfriend is taking the jazz music in. She doesn't like the drums, where I'm assuming he plays the drums. Should she take her uninformed opinion and give him some constructive criticism? No. What she should do is go fuck herself. What she should do is she should say to her boyfriend, I'm a fucking dumb cunt and you can do better than me. I'm going to break up with you because I don't deserve someone like you, because you have talent and you're not a fucking dumbass, and I'm just a dumb cunt who thinks that my uninformed opinion has value, and I'm too stupid to ever know it never will have value because I'm a dumb femistatist cunt and I voted for Obama because I wanted free birth control. And so I'm just gonna break up with you so you can find a real woman who's actually worth the shit, and then I'm gonna go off in a corner and I'm gonna shoot myself in the face with a fucking bazooka and die so that the world would become a better place. That's what you should do, honey. You should shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up with your uninformed opinion. Kid Skidoo. Dear E. Jean, is it possible to lead a happy life and not have children? Strangely, I've always assumed I'd decide to have children one day. It's not that I particularly want children. Just afraid that if I don't do it, I'll regret it. But I've recently started seeing a man who does not want kids. So now I'm wondering, are there women out there who've never had children and are happy with their decisions? Here we see the female, not femistatist, but the female trait of deciding what you should or shouldn't do, deciding what makes you happy or not happy based on other fucking people's opinions. Like, she needs to know, well, are there other people who are happy without children? Look, honey, you can have children or not have children. Those are your fucking options. Pick one, go with it. Either way, you're going to have happy times. Either way, you're going to have unhappy times. There's the fucking hypergamy. Always want, well, I want this, but I always want more, but I want this. Well, but if I don't have children, will I regret it? Well, if you do have children, you might regret that too. Okay? Just make a fucking decision and go with it. Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter if there's other women who are happy. That doesn't mean you'll be happy. It doesn't matter if other women without children are unhappy. Doesn't mean you'll be happy. Doesn't mean if women who have children are happy, that doesn't mean you'll be happy if you have kids. If women with fucking kids are unhappy, that doesn't mean your kids will make you unhappy. Everybody's fucking different. There's no goddamn user manual. What the fuck do I have to explain this to you? You have 12 fucking years of public education. Did you learn anything? Of course not. School is run by the motherfucking government. You were taught to shut the fuck up and obey what you're told to do. Where are your goddamn parents? Did your parents fucking teach you anything? Did your parents ever talk to you? Did you have a chappy childhood? What was your childhood like? So reverse the roles. If you were your parents and you had children, how would you feel about it? I mean, goddammit, I'm not saying the decision to have kids or not have kids is easy, but it's not based on are there other women who are happy. Jesus fucking Christ. Act like a goddamn independent thinking fucking human being instead of a goddamn cog in the system. What about other people? Are other people happy without children? Because I need affirmation. I need attention. I can't make decisions for myself because I'm so strong and independent. Need a drink of water. Hang on. Boyfriend quantified. Dear E. Jean, my boyfriend is a kind, compassionate man who washes the dishes and walks my dog. Now, whenever a woman whenever a femistatist starts off by saying how kind and compassionate her boyfriend is, you know that she's about to start pointing out all the things that are wrong with him. I've been his girlfriend for 5 years. Last month, when we ran into one of his friends, he introduced me as his, quote, pal, unquote. I let him have it. And I'm still angry. Okay, so you've been with the guy 5 years. He introduces you to his friend as his pal. And this is what you have anger over. This is the biggest fucking problem in your life. This is what I'm talking about when I talk about motherfucking upper middle class white woman from North America problems. There are women on the planet Earth who are having their clitorises cut off. There are women on the planet Earth who are in danger of being raped and then stoned to death because they're not virgins anymore. There are women being killed by flying robots manufactured in the United States of America. And your biggest fucking problem is that your boyfriend introduced you to somebody else as his pal. The solution to your problem is for you to fucking kill yourself. It's that fucking simple. You're a goddamn loser. You're a fucking upper middle class white woman from North America. You're spoiled. You're selfish. You're a goddamn piece of shit. You're a fucking cunt. Just go fucking kill yourself. He's chronically late, and I'm still angry. He's chronically late. I'm not talking about fashionably late either. Now, I'm not sure how he got from being called a pal to he's chronically late. But okay, so remember I said she started off with he's kind and compassionate, washes the dishes and walks the dog. See, that like I said, that's your indicator. And again, if you're just jumping in, this is the first in the series you've listened to. I'm not reading these ahead. Okay, this is totally cold. I'm reading this. I'm stumbling across what I find. So I don't know what's coming. I have no idea what the rest of this letter has in it. But I called it. You know she's going to start fucking insulting him, pointing out all of his flaws. This is how women, not femistatus, this is how women work. Anytime a woman gives you a compliment, prepare yourself for what will follow the compliment is going to be a litany of all of your faults. That's a woman trait. Trust me on this. That is a woman trait. I would rather have my girlfriend never compliment me and give me compliments because I know the compliments are going to be followed by a fucking list of everything that's wrong with me. Yeah, and I never say to a girl, you know, you look really hot in that dress, but I think your teeth are a little far apart. You know, you look really hot in that dress, but I think your nose is a little too big. You know, you look really hot in that dress, but it looks like you've put on a couple of pounds lately. You know, when I compliment a woman, I fucking compliment a woman because I think it's true. I fucking stop there. I don't feel the need to balance my compliments with critiques. You look hot in the dress. Your legs are fucking rocking. And you know what? I know we're supposed to go to this party tonight, but what if we just stay home and I flip you on your back and you wrap those legs around me and I fucking lick your pussy until I pass out from dehydration? How about that? There's no critiquing involved. It's just like, you look really fucking hot and your legs are killer. Shut the fuck up and let me fucking eat your pussy. That's all you need to just... But women, no, women can't do that. Everything's a fucking... Oh, my boyfriend's so nice. He washes the dishes. And yeah, but he called me his pal. And he's late. And here's all the other things that are wrong with him. And like 3 hours later, she's still listing all the things that are wrong with him. And God, I can't figure out why you can't find a good man. I'm baffled by it. I can't figure out why. Why is it you girls just can't find a good man? There are just no good men anymore. Are there? There are just none. There's no good men out there. Randy, you know what's better than being me? There's only one thing I can think of better than being me. Being Troublemaker. Because he fucked 9 different girls in 5 weeks. That's pretty fucking cool. Other than that, there's nothing better than being me. So if you can be Troublemaker, be Troublemaker. But if you can't be Troublemaker, you should be me. Because being me is the second best thing in the universe. Okay. All right. I let him have it. I'm still angry because I'm a fucking femistatus loser, you know, white woman from North America who has no real problems in my life to cope with, yada, yada, yada. He's chronically late. I'm not talking fashionably late either. When he arrived 2 hours late to our 5th anniversary dinner, I almost castrated him. He's been out of work forever, and I'm tired of paying for everything. Okay, see, now we start getting a little more information. See, initially I started off saying, okay, honey, maybe you have a problem, your boyfriend's fine, whatever, he's got... But see, now we start seeing a little... So, 2 hours late... Look, dude, first of all, if you're a boy, if you're a man, if you're a guy, if you're a dude, if you're a fucking male, if you are a heterosexual member of the human species with a penis and are thus attracted to members of the human species that have vaginas, if your understanding of females is so fucking pathetic that you would show up 2 hours late for your 5th anniversary dinner, I was reading to make sure I got this right. I'm assuming that this dinner was at a restaurant. I could be wrong. It doesn't really say that. I mean, it could have been at home. She could have made a dinner at home. I don't know. But the point is, if you're so fucking clueless as a man that you don't understand, and again, let me put the conditionals here. Like, guys out there who are like, I'm a player. Okay, let's say you're a troublemaker and you fuck 9 girls in 5 weeks, right? In that situation where you're playing the field, you're sport fucking, whatever you want to call it, you're late, you know, fucker, you've got 8 others on tap, right? It doesn't matter, okay? I'm talking about if you are a man and you're trying to have a long-term relationship with one woman, if that's your thing, I'm not saying it's a good thing, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, I'm not making a judgment here. I'm saying if your thing is to have a long-term relationship with one specific woman. You've been with her 5 years. You have your 5-year anniversary dinner. If you don't fucking understand why you should show up on time for that, you're a fucking dumbass. You are a dumbass. Calling her your pal to your friend, that's not really a big deal. But now, all of a sudden, we've gone from the frying pan into the fire. You showed up 2 hours late for that. You're a fucking you're either don't care about the relationship because maybe she's a bad person, I don't know, or you're just insanely stupid. Okay? If you're just have some understanding of the fucking female of the species, or stop trying to have relationships. And then he's been out of work and she's paying for everything. I wonder if he has a liberal arts degree. Well, now this is femistatus. You're paying for it. Remember, honey, while your boyfriend is very clearly, just from these sentences, I can tell your boyfriend's an idiot. He doesn't understand women because he showed up 2 hours late for your fifth anniversary dinner. He's also a fucking parasite because he doesn't have a job, but he's living off of you. Okay, so your boyfriend is severely flawed. He's not very smart. He doesn't understand women. He's lazy. He's a parasite. I guarantee you he's a liberal Democrat. He's a statist. He voted for Obama, yada, yada, yada. All that is true. However, who made the choice to be his girlfriend? Oh, you did. Who made the choice to stay with him for 5 years? You did. Who makes the choice to pay his fucking bills? You do. Who makes the choice to not throw him the fuck out? Because I'm assuming you're living in some type of an abode, and since he ain't got no job, he's not paying for it. That means you're paying for it. That means you're choosing to not throw him the fuck out. Again, let's not dodge responsibility. Yes, your boyfriend does not sound like a winner. Your boyfriend is not a winner. Winning, right? He's not Charlie Sheen. He's not winning. He's not snorting cocaine off the ass cracks of hookers while making movies, okay? He's not winning. But you're the one who's enabling this shit. You're the one who's keeping him in here. Keeping him in your life. All right. Oh, God. No. No. All right. We talk about marriage, but he never proposes. Okay. Here, this is it. You're talking to him about marriage? The fuck is wrong with you? Okay, now we've come to the point where it's very obvious there's something wrong with you. Why? If you're an even moderately attractive woman with any personality, why would you marry this piece of shit? Right, this is telling me you're fat or you're ugly or you're old, you're hitting the wall. So there's something about you that you know you'll never get another man. Because if you're some hottie pie 24-year-old with a killer body, you don't need to talk to a guy like this about marriage. You can fucking dump his ass and get fucking plenty of men. So there's something wrong with you. We talk about marriage, he never proposes. He says he resents being forced into anything. Really, he resents being forced into anything. So does he resent the state? Does he resent having to get permission to get married? Does he resent... Oh, I was going to say, does he resent having to get permission to start a business or have a job? But he doesn't have a job or a business because he's a parasite on you. Yeah, resent permission to be forced. What the fuck ever. He wants to live in the city. I don't. Well, if he wants to live in the city, maybe he should get a fucking job. Huh? Yeah, what a concept. Once he starts working, whenever that miracle happens, he wants to live alone for at least a year. Well, hey, hold on. Maybe he could live alone right now. Since he doesn't have a job, he'd have plenty of time to live alone, wouldn't he? But oh, I notice you're not throwing him out. He's fucked up. You're fucked up. you two deserve each other. Because otherwise, one of you, if you guys broke up, some normal person who actually has some fucking sanity and intelligence might accidentally, not knowing any better, get in a relationship with one of the two of you or both of you or whatever, and then fuck their lives up. So you two should stay together so that you don't fuck up the lives of people who aren't fucking stupid like the two of you are. How long does he expect me to wait before he marries me? We're having sex less and less. Well, you know, he's really tired after he comes home from work. Oh, wait a minute! He doesn't have a job. Ah, oh, fuck. Never mind. I just feel like I'm doing all the work. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's because you're doing all the work, because he doesn't have a job and he's parasiting off of you and you're too stupid to throw him the fuck out, break up with him and find another man, except you can't find another man because you're old, fat, ugly femistatist. Well, I don't know. Maybe you are doing all the work. I'm baffled. I can't figure this out. And love shouldn't hurt the way he's hurt me. Should I persevere? Even thinking of cutting my losses makes my heart seize up. He's always had my back. Yeah, he's just never had a fucking job. This, not only is this femistate, this is what you call battered wife syndrome. Here it is. You know, well, my husband doesn't have a job, he's late, yada, yada, yada. Oh, but he loves it. I can't leave him. Oh, if I just wait a little bit longer, he'll stop hitting me. Right? Oh, he hits me because I don't love him enough. If I just wait a little bit longer and talk to him enough about marriage, then maybe he'll get a job and then, oh, everything will be perfect. Listen to the battered wife syndrome. Listen to the delusion. Listen to the hamster wheel rationalization as she tries to rationalize why she's not kicking this scumbag out and finding herself an actual real man. And we know the answer is because she can't find a real man, because she's fat, she's ugly, she's old, she's hitting the wall. Bang, the wall, right there, splat. All right. Holy shit, this is the last one in the pile. Where are we at on time, Randy? Perfect. This might actually work out really well. All right. If I stop babbling and get on with it. All the pretty platforms. Dear E. Jean, are there any unsocial people left in the world, or am I the only one? I work long hours, and I really like relaxing at home with my boyfriend. Okay, so far you sound normal. I volunteer my time, yes, and make plans with friends and colleagues, but I have to fight off a feeling of irritation when they text with a, let's get together. I actually don't mind seeing friends, but I hate finding the venue, getting dressed up, smiling, saying the right things, dealing with noise levels at restaurants. Okay, so far you sound pretty fucking normal to me. In short, I hate going out. An evening out means that I have one less evening in and to myself. Okay, so far, sound pretty fucking normal to me. I don't know what you're writing for help about. You're the normal one. I know it's ridiculous. I know there's value in a wide network of friends, but I dislike GChat, DMs, extended text conversations, and even Facebook. Okay, you sound like you're the fucking normal one. I still don't know what the problem is here. I tell people my notifications are off or my phone is acting funny. Is there any way to get rid of my resentment? Am I the only person on the planet who feels this way? You are one of the few people who feels this way because you're one of the few people who is what's called normal. You see, normal people don't need to stare at a fucking cell phone all day. Normal people can go more than don't have to spend 3.3 hours a day on social media, which was the average reported by the readers of Elle magazine in a poll that Elle magazine conducted of its readers, hence readers of its reader, yada, 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 right? No, honey. See, you're the normal one. Not everybody wants to go out every night and fucking get drunk in loud-ass bars and have to socialize and be a fucking butterfly and be texting all the fucking time and be Facebooking all the fucking time because they're seeking attention. See, the people around you are doing that shit because they're insecure attention whores. They've been made that way because statism and femistatism and public schools and social media and all of this stuff have destroyed the ability of people to, number one, interact with other people in real life, and number two, to simply engage in some self-introspection. As I have said before, as I will say again right now, as I will say thousands of times in the future, most people hate being alone with themselves because most people are just not good people. They're not interesting people. They're not intelligent people. They're just boring fucking people. And that's why people don't want to stay home by themselves. In your case, perhaps stay home with your boyfriend. Because their boyfriends are losers. They're losers. And they want to go out to loud, bright, or dark, as the case may be, places and get drunk so that they can forget what kind of fucking losers they actually are. See, you're the normal person. You do not have a problem. You do not need to be asking for advice. And as, yeah, I mean, just say, yeah, my phone, I tell people. It's like the chick I'm talking about now that I went out with just recently. By the time this comes out, there being more developments. Anyway, the girl I was talking about, right, that we went out, she's kind of the same way. She's like, I do text messages during the day when I'm at work. She's like, on weekends after that, she's like, I really don't check my phone. I'm like, yeah, because you're normal. Because you're not a fucking attention whore. Because she doesn't have a smartphone either. She does not, in OT, she does not have a smartphone. Because I'm like, yes, you're normal. Okay, you, honey, you who wrote this letter, you're normal. It's the people around you that are fucking insecure, dim-witted, femistatist, sissified, attention-whoring fuckwads. You are just, you're perfectly okay. Nothing wrong with you. Nothing. Not a fucking thing wrong with you. Loyalty versus beauty. Dear Eugene, for 15 years, I've been seeing the same man. Okay, this is going to go bad. Again, see, for 15 years, I've been seeing the same man. She wouldn't start, you know, well, again, it's a letter to an advice columnist. I guess when I say, oh, it's going to go bad, I guess that's actually kind of fucking obvious, isn't it? But it's still, whenever women start with anything positive, you know something negative is coming. It's just how their brains work. Oh, God. For 15 years, I've been seeing the same man. We're about the same age, and when we're together, we talk about politics and food, our lives, and the deaths of people we've loved. I've been through tough times in my life, and he's been with me through it all. And he's always given me great haircuts. Yes, I'm talking about my hairdresser, and here's my problem. Oh my God. Okay. My spider sense is telling me there's some fucking upper middle class white woman from North America first world problems coming soon. For the last year, I have been getting not great cuts from him. I've tried to explain what I want. I brought in pictures of me with haircuts done by him that I loved. And I've said, can we do that again? But nada, it's weird. It's like we can't figure out how to communicate with each other anymore. About a month ago, a friend talked me into seeing her hairdresser. I felt guilty even considering it. I'm a loyal person. She said, quote, just go get your hair done by my guy and tell your guy the next time you see him that you were out of town and got a little drunk and stumbled into a hair salon and voila, unquote. Again, yes, let's use drunkenness as an excuse. Wow, here's a reoccurring theme in the Eugene letters. If you've listened to each of the podcasts in this series, you've heard the reoccurring thing. Ah, I got drunk. I got drunk and I woke up with my best friend's boyfriend. I don't know how that happened. I was drunk. And he says he doesn't know how it happened either because he was drunk too. Oh, it's so convenient to use being drunk as an excuse. But remember now, you're strong and independent. And we know how much you women out there, you value honesty and integrity. Because honesty is really important to me. And I have no idea how I got drunk and had sex with my best friend's boyfriend. I don't know how that happened, but oh my God, like honesty is so important to me. Honesty, yeah, that's, I value honesty so much. I'm so strong and independent. I have a degree in puppetry. I was reading something somewhere the other day, and it was about a woman, and she actually has a fucking degree in puppetry. It's a real thing. Holy shit. All right, anyway. Blah, 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 blah. So I went to see her guy, hairdresser number two, loved my new haircut, and here's the betrayal. I really liked him. So what do I do now? I feel like I'm cheating on hairdresser number one, but is it time to cut ties? Did I give the relationship everything I had? Please advise. I have serious first world white woman from North America problems here. Jesus fucking Christ. There are women on the planet Earth who are having their clitorises cut off. There are women on the planet Earth who are being raped and then stoned to death because they're not virgins anymore. There are women on the planet Earth who are being killed by flying robots manufactured in the United States of America with my motherfucking tax money, which has been taken from me under the threat of violence. And this dumb fucking upper middle class white woman cunt from North America, who is a fucking femistatist who voted for Obama because she wanted free birth control, is having a fucking crisis over getting her goddamn haircut. And you fucking femistatist cunts want to know why I think you're a bunch of shallow, stupid, ignorant, conceited, dim-witted fucking cunts who should die in order to make the world a better place. You just don't understand my perspective. You are so fucking baffled that somebody could think you're a dumb bitch. You just cannot. I obviously must be racist, sexist, and homophobic. I must obviously hate children. I hate women. I hate Jews. I probably deny the Holocaust. It's so obvious that there's something wrong with me. The naked truth. Dear Eugene, I've recently been offered a job as a figure model for an art class. But even before I begin to stress out about how my naked body will look on paper, okay, it's not your body on paper, it's a drawing, it's a representation. It's not, oh God, the women cannot separate. Wait, just wait. I am working on the notes to talk more about how women cannot fucking tell the difference between fantasy and reality, how they can't tell the difference between movies and books and theater and the real fucking world. Okay, it's not your body. It's just a drawing based on your body, but I understand this is really fucking complex. We don't want to do any mathematics here because that would be patriarchal, right? Because patriarchy invented mathematics to keep women down. I'm aware that this will not be okay with my boyfriend. Now she's strong, feminist, strong, independent, yada. Well, is that gonna be okay with my boyfriend? Wait, what happened to strong and independent? Just throwing that out. I was asked to be part of a comedy sketch on a network show on account of my great butt. And it was quite humorous and well-paying. But my boyfriend protested and said, sweetly, he didn't want other people oogling me. So I turned down the network. Okay, so first of all, your boyfriend is a fucking pussy. Because here's a fact. Your boyfriend is insecure. Here's a fact. I'm trying to make a computer work. Where the fuck? God, I fucking hate technology. Fuck. All right. Fucking technology. All right. Anyway, which is hilarious since I do technology all the fucking time as part of my jobs and my podcasting and everything else. All right. Here's the deal. Your boyfriend is an insecure pussy. If I'm going out with a girl and other men are looking at her and I can tell they're looking at her thinking, damn, I'd like to fuck her, that's the best thing in the world. I love that. I love that. Because it's like I have this woman and you don't. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, I'm going to take her home tonight and I'm gonna fuck the shit out of her, and I'm gonna fucking shoot cum all over her goddamn face, and she's gonna lick my ball sack, and then we're gonna fucking romp and get the sheets all fucking dirty, we're gonna fall off on the floor, I'm gonna hump her until I am fucking exhausted, and you're not, and she's really fucking hot, so yeah, fuck you, right? So no, real men like it when other men look at their girlfriends and want to fuck them. Because that's just how we are. Because we like being with the hottest girl in the room. And if other men are looking at our girl and thinking, damn, she's got a great ass. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. That makes my fucking dick hard. Just right there. If I go out with a chick and men are looking at her that night and I can tell, when we go home, I'm going to fuck her three times as hard. Just because of that. Okay, so your boyfriend is a fucking sissy. There's your first problem. She turned down the network. Okay, so she turned down the opportunity, according to this, because blah, 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 to be in a well-paying network show. Comedy sketch on a network. So it's like a TV series? Comedy sketch on a network show. So she could have made a lot of money, and she says it's quite humorous. Okay, it was well-written. And she would have got paid, and she turned this down because her sissy-ass boyfriend. So the first thing you need to do, honey, is locate your spinal column. Your boyfriend's a sissy. It might be time for you to move on. All right, let's keep reading and see what else comes up. I quit my corporate job because I was overworked and unhappy. Okay, that was probably a good move because you only live once, and if you're overworked and unhappy, you should let go of that. Just like if your boyfriend is a fucking sissy, you should let go of that also. I've been looking for something less demanding, and this would pay the bills and be a part-time gig. So this is an ongoing gig. Oh, wait, she's talking about the art thing, the figure model for the art class. Okay, so the figure model for the art class would pay the bills and be a part-time gig. Okay, it's enough money to pay your bills and it's part-time? The answer is yes. The answer is fucking take it. If you can work part-time and pay your bills, and all you have to do is stand there naked, the answer is yes. You take the fucking job. The boyfriend doesn't like it, you tell him to fuck off and die. You take the fucking job. Take the fucking job. But I feel guilty for even being interested. Why? It's your fucking body. It's your fucking life. Your boyfriend's a sissy. What do you feel guilty about? And worse, being interested enough to think of doing it without his knowledge. No, just fucking dump him. Am I wrong or is he? What would you do? Dump him. Get a fucking man who's not a goddamn... My chick was standing in an art room class, naked, people drawing her picture. Yeah, she would come home from that. I would fuck the living shit out of her. Holy fuck. Your boyfriend is a goddamn sissy. That's all you're done. Finished. Take the fucking job. Tell him to go fuck himself. Get a real man. Send me a picture. Let me see what you look like. Maybe I'll take care of you. All right. Checkmate. Dear Eugene, tonight I was defeated in a game of chess. Well, there's some first world problems. Jesus fucking Christ. First world problems kicking in. Jesus, fuck. Whew. God damn. I wish that was my biggest problem in life. I'm a talented player, and my only excuse is this. My opponent was a very attractive woman. Oh, wait, so this is a guy. Oh, my God. What? All right, I'm going to go ahead and go with pussy already. I'm going to go ahead and go with sissy. I haven't even read the rest of this. I'm just going to go ahead and say this guy's a sissy. All right, my opponent was a very attractive woman. I couldn't concentrate. Well, yes. That's what attractive women do to men. They destroy our ability to concentrate. No shit. This is something you fucking need advice on. You've just noticed that attractive women fuck up your ability to concentrate. Okay, dude, when I'm around a woman who's sufficiently attractive, I fucking walk into walls because I can't even fucking move my body in a straight line on my feet. I'm so fucking distracted. Welcome to reality. God, you fucking Christ, man. It got to be so bad that as she was closing in on my queen, I start to feel turned on. I'm gonna take a wild guess. This guy might be a virgin. Because, yeah, I've played board games with chicks, and I get distracted and make mistakes because they're hot, and when they start kicking my ass, it gives me a fucking wood because I want to fuck the shit out of them. Yeah, this is called normal. I bet this guy's a virgin. We've scheduled a rematch. Okay, that's the first smart thing you've done. But if I get aroused every time she makes a challenging move, she'll beat me again. And this time when we meet, I want to ask her to dinner. I know women don't like losers. Will she accept my invitation? No, because not because you were losing at chess. It's because you're a goddamn pussy. I would just fucking tell her. Say, you know, you're only kicking my ass at chess because you're so fucking hot that I can't focus on the game. So, tell you what, how about this? Let's play chess and we'll play strip chess. And there you go. You challenge her to strip chess. Now, you have a little more motivation to win because if you win, she has to take off an article of clothing. Yes. See, this guy is a virgin. I can almost guarantee you this guy is a virgin. Yeah, this is normal. You play board games with chicks. They're hot. That you get distracted because they're hot. When they start beating you, you want to have some, well, I want to have, again, this is perfectly normal for me. I've done it lots of times. Every time some chick is beating me at a board game, I want to have sex with her. If I'm beating her at a board game, I want to have sex with her. Basically, if she's hot and we're together, I want to have sex with her. This is called normal. But because feminism has taught this guy who knows what, that he needs permission, that he shouldn't be having these thoughts, that being sexually aroused is bad, that it's not normal. He probably thinks he's a rapist or some shit. This is fucking normal. Just stop being a virgin. Fucking when she comes over to play chess with her, tell her she's fucking hot. Say, hey, you know, don't invite her to dinner. Say, hey, you know, let's take the chessboard. Let's go somewhere. Let's get some food. We'll play chess while we're having some chow. Maybe have a couple of drinks. It's a fucking chessboard. It's portable. Stop being a virgin. That's all you have to do. Dear Eugene, this is the last one. This is perfect. We're coming up on the end of the cast. It never works out like this. This is great. Dear Eugene, I've made some mistakes in my life and would like to avoid situations where sex usually ends up occurring. Can you think of any places where sex doesn't happen? Now, statistically speaking, the woman who wrote this question is making at least $60,000 a year and has gone to college. That's the typical Elle magazine reader. The stats, or go to the website, look in the post. I've got the fucking stats are linked to in there. Can you think of any place where sex doesn't happen? Well, yeah, any place you are, if you're this much of a fucking loser, that's where sex does. What the fuck? Avoid situations where sex ends up occurring? Well, I don't know, maybe stay away from other people. Because if you're this fucking dumb, other people would probably appreciate you staying the fuck away from them. Better yet, why don't you fucking kill yourself and make the world a better place? And I am the Great One himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. 10 motherfucking years of podcasting. 10 years of pissing people off. 10 years of urinating in your cornflakes. Go fuck yourselves. And buy Troublemaker's book about meeting girls on OkCupid. Yeah, I bitched about the price, but it's worth it. Just go fucking do it, asshole. Either that or die a virgin. See if I give a shit.